Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hi guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today I wanted to cover a topic which has been really prominent for me recently, so I feel like it's a really good topic to touch upon. But also I think it's just one of those topics which I just don't think is discussed enough. And I think there are so many people, like I know there will be so many people who resonate with this, who will hear this and think, oh my God, thank God somebody said it. Because I have been in this position many times and we will be in this position so many times within our lifetime. It's not just a one season kind of thing, you know, but with each challenge, with each new sort of level of our life, we will face this messy middle ground. And what I wanted to discuss today is actually, what is the messy middle ground? How do we work through the messy bit? And how can we find the magic within the messy bit? And what I mean by the messy bit is the middle section of our life, the waiting, the middle, the step two, basically between the journey starting where you accept the challenge to I've overcome the challenge and all as well. So it's basically the messy middle where we get our asses kicked. So what inspired this conversation is recently I have been reading Brené Brown's Rising Strong, and I was gifted this for my birthday. And I was just like, at the time, I was like, yeah, I just don't really feel like it's resonating with me. Like, you know, I don't really need to rise strong at the moment. Oh, how that changed. And the universe was like, yep, you're ready now. You can read the book. And I'm such a great fan of Brené's work, as you know, and her Daring Greatly book just, wow, just transformed my life in itself. And I feel like Rising Strong, her next book, is doing exactly the same. And Rising Strong really focuses on that step two of what do you do when you fall? Daring Greatly was about daring to fall, whereas Rising Strong is like, when you fall, when you get your ass kicked, when you're face planted on the ground, kicking and screaming like, I want to give up. What is this? I am done, universe. What do you do in that moment? And it's been an interesting one because I myself have been on that floor kicking and screaming many times within my life, even after spiritually awakening. Yes, we all still do it. And it can feel soul destroying sometimes. Like there has been many times along my journey where I have felt my soul be like, can I really do this? Like not even my human self anymore, just of, I'm not sure I can keep going here. And we hit that point where we almost like have that breakdown. We have that retreating moment where we have to hibernate. We have to move away from the outer journey and go to the inner journey, like into that beautiful divine feminine energy to heal, to retreat, to address what the F is happening. And we can just hit so many different types of falling in our life, you know. And I think what's important to remember here is that to everybody, their fall will feel the same. Like whether it is something as simple as a rejection at work, a rejection from a lover, whatever, compared to someone getting cancer. Although there is obviously a perspective that needs to be had here, to the individual, that pain will still feel the same. That trauma, that pain, that shame, that fight or flight, that fall to the ground where you are just like, I cannot do this, it will be the same. And I've had this. I've had a whole magnitude of things happen within my life. And, you know, thank God I'm blessed with great health in terms of emotional trauma, in terms of career trauma, and just personal trauma. It has all felt very similar on the scale of falling down. And you know, if you're not familiar with Brené's work, she has a great analogy which talks about the arena of life, and when you show up and you step into the arena, you're going to get your ass kicked. And this is what, you know, I really try to explain with the spiritual journey and running your own business, or even just showing up for your purpose, is it's not always easy, and nothing worth having is easy. And I think sometimes we just want it to be easy, and there's nothing wrong with intending it to be easy as well. But I know when something has come to me easily, then I really don't think I treasure or embrace the journey, if I'm honest. Like, I'm grateful, but I don't think I'm as grateful as the situations or manifestations where I've really had to work hard, where I've been on that floor, I've had to rise strong, I've had to get back up and keep fighting. So I think all of these challenges and journeys that we go on in life are all designed to make us stronger. And I really want to share with you some interesting concepts of how we can rise strong, how we can get back up when we are knocked down. And I think it's about remembering we're going to be knocked down again in life. Like, this is the arena of life. You're going to get knocked down again, and that's okay. It's all about how you rise up, rise strong, and how you up level and learn through that situation. So I think what's really interesting to note here is Brené was actually talking in her book about when she spoke at Pixar, which is obviously the company that creates the animation movies. And she was saying that how she interviewed Pixar's creative directors and asked them, what is your process as such? Or what are your three steps for creating storylines, for creating your stories, I guess. And it was really funny because the feedback they came back with was like, stage one, you know, you identify the hero is introduced, you kind of get some context, some background text of who the hero is, and then at the end of part one, you're going to be greeted with the challenge that the hero has to overcome. And then step two is the messy middle ground, where all feels lost. It goes through, you know, the hero can go through a very dark time where they're challenged, they're tested, they hit the floor, they may not get the result they want, and it can feel like all hope is lost, and they have this like really impossible challenge that they have to overcome, and they're not sure how they're gonna do it. And then stage three is where the hero rises up, gets the strength they need to be able to combat this challenge. They will be tested on the lessons they have learned to prove that they have learned their lesson. And then the challenge is complete and they all live happily ever after. And I thought it was a really interesting concept that is Pixar's way of creating a story. And then Brené Brown went on to reference how that Pixar three-step is very similar to Joseph Campbell's three steps of life. And he talks very similarly about, you know, in terms of self-help and spirituality, how we are the heroes and we have to go through this journey. And I just resonated so much with that because I thought, oh, it's so true, isn't it? Like, all of us can just be like, oh, it's so true. And I think it's about witnessing here that you're the hero of your own story. Like, you're the hero of your own storyline. And we all have these stories and plots and stories that we're working towards, where we are going to face step one, step two, and step three. And that it's all going to be okay. Like, it always is okay. And when we're in that stage two, that middle ground where it's messy, it can feel hopeless. It can feel, you know, think about any Pixar or Disney film you've ever watched where the hero is faced with that challenge and they don't know whether they can do it. They try and they may fail. They may get kicked on the ground and like fall flat on their face in the arena of life. And we know that they're going to pull through. We know somehow they're going to pull through. And that's the universe. We are the universe in that situation, perceiving the hero falling, but knowing they are going to rise. And that's the same with everybody. When we have these dark nights of the soul, when we have these spiritual awakenings, you know, this is our life purpose. This is our timelines, our karma. You know, the reason why we've come here is to have these challenges, to face these times of adversity, of trauma, of stuff which freaking shapes a person, because it will help us to become so strong and be able to share that with people, help other people, or inspire other people. And it just brought a lot home for me. It brought a lot home of actually, this is just the messy middle ground. And I have been in the messy middle ground so many times for so many different situations in my life. And yeah, sometimes it always does feel impossible. It does feel tiring. It does feel a lot. And it can be painful as hell. The middle bit, the messy middle bit, is where you can find the magic and where you can transform the magic. And instead of just feeling that you're in this messy middle ground where you don't know what to do, there's no direction, there's no light, it's like, what the hell is happening? Why am I here? I did not plan to be here. What is happening? It's the universe saying, right, you may think you know what was good for you. You may think you know what was for your highest good, but trust me, we do. And it doesn't feel like that very often. It can feel cruel. It can feel hard. It can feel like pushing. It can push people to their absolute limits. But that's how we grow. That's how we expand. And if we didn't have those times of absolute desperation, of hardships, of questioning everything, we would never grow and evolve, and we would never reach that stage three where we have learned the lesson and where we are tested to prove that we have learned the lesson. So really, it's about perspective in a lot of things. Like, look in your own life and say, you know, what situations have I had this step one, step two, and step three in, and how did I overcome them? And I definitely did overcome them. So you can kind of use that as an example to say, I have overcome this before, so I know that I'm going to get through this as well. And it's having the knowledge that what is meant for you is coming. It's coming for you. It is. And there's nothing in this world that can freaking stop that. Nothing. And that is the beauty of the universe, that we have these beautiful paths paved out with crazy journeys sometimes, definitely, but equally a beautiful ending. And what you can find within the messy middle is actually where you need to do the healing, where the work needs to be done. Normally, I find when I'm at that absolute rock bottom, I find a lot out about myself. I find a lot of things that I want to address, or even direction sometimes. Even if I do hit that rock bottom and I'm like, do you know what? I have worked on myself. I have done this. Of course, there's always more forgiveness to do. Of course, there's always more work you can do. But equally, I use it as a sense of direction of, okay, I'm going to hit the floor. I'm going to hit the floor running, and I'm going to see what direction presents itself to me. And it always does. I always find when I retreat, when I hit the floor, when I feel like all hope is lost and I almost like, I'm like, oh, I just want to give up. It's like the universe injects faith, belief, hope, and like a fire within me where I'm like, no, I will not give up. And I can almost like use that to rise back up and to almost have a rejuvenated state of faith, of belief, of hope, of direction. So I think sometimes as well, it's important to witness that sometimes when you hit the floor, when you do fall down, even after just falling down previously, it may not be that you didn't do the work the first time. Maybe you just need to recalibrate. You just need that time to actually just reset, realign, and be like, right, yep, got my direction. It could just be you're a little bit off course and the universe just needs to drop you so you can just, you know, get your direction, get your focus again. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I think it's incredibly healing and incredibly bold and brave to do that, to sometimes stay on the floor a bit, not just try to pick yourself up and fall straight back down, but stay on the floor a bit and witness what that is teaching you. Witness what the universe is trying to show you while you're on the floor. And knowing that you will rise, of course you will rise, you will get back up and you will try again and you will succeed. But there is a lesson here, a lesson to be learned. And you could even be in the beginning of that stage three where you have learned the lesson and you're being tested again. I've had this very recently and I was like, Jesus, why is this happening? And I realized that it was that stage three.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You've learned the lesson and now you're going to be tested on that. And that's okay, because that means great stuff is awaiting for you afterwards. But I think a lot of the time, I know I can admit myself, I don't appreciate the messy middle, because it can just be hard. It can feel shit. It can be hard. And you don't want to appreciate that. You want to appreciate the good stuff. But I know from hindsight that the messy middle is where the good shit is at. And I mean good shit in terms of magic, of the secrets of how you're going to shift this, what you need to know, what you need to heal. You're going to find out stuff about yourself. You're going to find out, you know, you're going to have to trust your intuition like you have never trusted it before. And that's magical, because this is where the universe creates resilience. This is where the universe creates strength and consistency with you. And having faced this on, God, so many levels of all sorts of things, personal life, work life, God, everything, it makes me just so determined now of, okay, watch me. And that's what I say when someone tells me I can't do something. I'm like, okay, watch me. And it's not a cockiness. It's not a, I want to prove people wrong. It's like, no, you don't get to determine what I do in this life. Only I do. And I think that's an attitude that we all need of, no, you're not going to tell me what I do in this life. Only I can do that. Only I can create my reality. And you have chosen this timeline and chosen these challenges for you. No one else has. You have. And I believe a lot of the journey I have gone on is to come back to myself and know that only I have the answers. Only I have that navigation. Only I have the true course of my life and am in control of that. And I think it's a case of definitely reclaiming your power, but also like thinking about, why are you fighting for this? Think about it. I think if you're on the floor right now and it's shit, it hurts, it's tough, it's hard, it's messy, ask yourself, why am I fighting for this? What is this going to bring me? And also, why did you start this journey in the first place? And Brené talks about how when we step into the arena of life and we take these bold, courageous, brave steps, the door shuts behind us and there's nowhere to run. You can't go back to where you were. And that is also shit scary sometimes, because sometimes I'm like, God, you know what? Maybe it would have been easier if I just hadn't have started this big journey and hadn't have, you know, done that. But then I think, but how miserable would you have been? How bored would you have been? How shit would that have been? And it's knowing that everything is working out for your highest good, that everything is rigged in your favor, and that the universe rewards big, bold leaps of faith. Always. Oh my God, always. And by having that courageous braveness to keep getting back up and moving forward, you're not moving backward, you're moving to the unknown, and it's scary and it's change. And oh my God, will it work out? Have you done this all for nothing? No, you haven't. You've done it all for two reasons. One, to learn a valuable lesson, and two, because it will work out. Maybe not necessarily in the way you originally thought, but it will work out for your highest good in the exact time, in the exact way, and for the exact purpose it's meant to. So if you're in that messy middle ground, or step two, and you're like, ah, I think definitely my best advice would be to feel all of it. Feel all of it. Allow yourself to feel all of it. And acknowledge that it feels shit. Acknowledge that it's not where you want to be, because awareness is the first step. Awareness, then acceptance, then changed action. And you are in control of that. You are in control of how you move forward from this place. And sometimes we need to be down for a bit. Like, I know I have had to be face planted on that floor for a couple of days sometimes to just really integrate and actually have the strength again to rise up and to remind myself of why I keep getting up, of why it is important to keep getting up, of how important my belief, courage, and bravery is, not just for myself, not just for my manifestations, but for a much bigger picture. And I mean this with every single person who's listening to this podcast, not just me, because I share my experiences with people, but because even you on your scale, no matter what you do, whether you inspire thousands of people, you go on to inspire hundreds of people, or even if you inspire one person with your bravery, that's changed someone. That's going to inspire someone else. And this is why we're doing this, to help other people, to serve, and to remember that we are all one with the universe. And that love is the only real emotion. So I think definitely sit down with yourself and be real. Be real of what do I need to address here? What needs to be addressed? And if you are kind of at that stage three where you're like, actually, I have learned the lesson, but I'm being tested like a motherfucker right now. It's really, again, saying the hard work will pay off. It may be shit, but think about it. There's a lot of good karma that is being stored up for you right now. And you know, the sunshine will always shine again. The rainbow will come, the storm will fade. And it's really about trusting the process and staying on course of, this is all part of the process, so stay on course. And that's actually a quote within Brené's book. And it just spoke so loudly to me of like, shit, this really is the course. Shit, this really is the process. And I keep forgetting this, but it's okay because I'm going to get back up and it's going to be fine. And just know that there is no right or wrong way to do any of this. Like, there's no like specific time you should stay face planted on the floor kicking and screaming before you get up. If it takes you a week, a month, or a year, that is how long it's meant to take, and that's okay. And sometimes we know if you get up quickly, you can fall back down, but if you get up steadily and you work up that emotional scale and you're actually witnessing why you've fallen down in the first place, you can build off that place. You can build off that place of courage, bravery, and optimism, and have that, you know, like I said, rejuvenated faith, trust, and have that rejuvenated support from the universe where you've had to surrender. You've had to say, oh my God, step in, please universe, help. And inviting in the magic as well of, what magic can you find in the messy bits? Because that really is where it's stored. It really, really is. That is where the light in the darkness is. By shining a light upon that darkness and saying, right, where's the magic in this? And I know myself, like I know this is going to be the same for how I, like the direction in life I'm in at the moment, but I always like look back and I'm like, God, you just so did not appreciate that messy bit. And it can sound backwards to even say that, of why would you appreciate the messy bit? But I look back on so many situations where I had the messy bit real hard, and it, you know, it nearly destroyed me. That's what caused many spiritual awakenings for me. And looking at those messy bits, I'm like, God, you just did not appreciate that bit. Like, if you just appreciate it, it would have been so much like smoother sailing for you. And that's definitely what I'm implementing now, is actually the messy bit ain't as bad as you think it is. And actually, one day when it all does work out, when the challenge is done, when you have your happily ever after, but when I say happily ever after as well, like, there will be more challenges, but this challenge will be complete. That's what I mean. So you're happily ever after to this challenge, and you will be happy in general. When you're in that stage, you will look back and you'll think, huh, I kind of wish I'd appreciated that more. And I know myself of, like, when I've, you know, lived by myself for, God, like 4 years now, like, sometimes I'll just have those moments where I'm like, oh my God, like, why am I still here? And I'm like, but actually, think about how much freedom you have. And like, one day when I have like a husband nagging me and kids nagging me, I'm going to think, remember that time, Emma, when you used to work and live by yourself? Like, you were so ungrateful. Like, I wish I could have that back. And I'm fully aware of that. I'm fully aware of that. And that's what I'm changing here. If I'm not going to wish that, because I'm going to embrace this in every way I can, so that when I do get to a different stage in my life, I appreciate that for what it is as well. And I've had my time, I've enjoyed my time, I have embraced my time and embraced the uncomfortableness of it, embraced the challenges that have arisen from that opportunity. And look at your messy middle as an opportunity of, what is this an opportunity for? And it can be hard, it can be so hard when just really terrible things happen, and you've got me sat here saying, well, what's the opportunity here? But there is an opportunity within every messy bit of your life, and this is the universe giving you that opportunity to rise strong, get back up and keep fighting, because it will be worth it. It will be so worth it. And again, if people are telling you that it's not possible, that it can't happen, you can't do this, simply say, watch me. And you don't even have to physically say that. I always just energetically say it, because sometimes people are just like, whatever, like, why would she say that? So even energetically, I'm just like, watch me. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then it happens, because at the end of the day, no one knows you like you know yourself. No one knows your intuition like you know your intuition. And really almost leaning into that intuition and leaning into your faith, your trust and your belief is so important along this journey, because that is what is going to be your fire. And I talk about fire because the fire in our bellies is what gets us back up. Is what literally, when we are on the floor bleeding, covered in mud, dirt, kicked, beaten raw in the arena of life, that fire is what is going to get you back up and keep going, keep moving forward. So think about your fire, and we will be tested on our fire too. I know I definitely was, and I had to really come back to myself and be like, right, you tried the opposite, so you know what your fire is now. Like, come on, get back up and keep going. And it can be tiring. Oh my God, so tiring. But it will all be worth it. And that's what you have to think about. For this investment of your time, of your strength, of your faith and trust, think about how good it's going to be when you finally get there. Think about how good it's going to feel when you do finally say, I'm in that stage 3. It's all good. It's all good. Because it will all be good. It will all be good. And what I want to end this podcast on is something I was reminded of this morning. And it was from one of my really good friends, Emma, who I found on my law of attraction journey right at the beginning. It was so, so divinely guided how our friendship came together. And she always used to say to me, it will all be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. And that for me has given me so much comfort over, God, the last 3-4 years of my life. And that's what I want to share with you today, that Everything is going to be okay. Everything will be okay. And if it's not right now, it's just the messy middle. And it's not the end, and it's okay, because it will come. It will happen. It has to. Everything shifts and moves in our lives, and we work through those things. So the best thing you can do is to just keep showing up, working on your fire, working on why you're doing this, and moving through the pain, moving through the messy middle, and finding the magic. So when it's right, you can rise up strong again. So I'm still finishing Brené's book, so I'm pretty certain I'm probably going to have about another 50 million podcast episodes of how much I love that book. So be prepared for that. But it is an incredible read. So I do highly recommend, if you are in that middle ground and struggling, to really read Rising Strong, because just all the truth bombs and all the advice in the world is, it's just given me so much strength and so much resilience as well. So I hope that it can bring that to you guys as well. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate all your views and listens. And don't forget, you can join the conversation over on my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls. And I would love to hear your thoughts on Rising Strong as well. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because we'd love to see you again soon. And I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.